Mr. President, distinguished delegates, I represent the Ministry of Home Affairs Malaysia and will address issues pertaining to my ministry. On arbitrary detention and freedom of expression, as raised by Spain, UK and US, the government has recently decided to temporarily suspend actions under the Sedition Act. Following this decision, the Attorney General is preparing the necessary legislation to repeal this act. Prevention of Crime Act, or PORCA, and Prevention of Terrorism Act, PORTA, are not arbitrarily used against any particular individual or group, and no person shall be arrested or detained solely for his political belief or political activity. In addition to this, there are various safeguards to protect the rights of the detainee, such as the requirements to immediately notify the detainee's next of kin, right to file a writ of habeas corpus, and right to make representation through the advisory board, as mentioned in numerous provisions under the same Act. Additionally, any extension of remand beyond the initial 24 hours must be approved by a magistrate. Likewise, while PORCA and PORTA do not specifically prohibit the use of these preventive laws against minors, it is not, however, a practice of the appointed boards to use it against minors. Even if minors are detained, there are various administrative measures put in place to protect their rights, such as placing them in detention facilities to separate them from adults. On freedom of expression, the Malaysian government is committed to ensure that people's right for assembly and expression is protected. For instance, the Peaceful Assembly Act 2012, or PAA, was enacted with the aim to promote the freedom of assembly in the country. We are currently looking at amending PAA, especially on reducing the period of notice to organize an assembly and for the police to facilitate rather than to impede the assemblies. Similarly, freedom of expression of the people is guaranteed under the Constitution. However, the Constitution also provides power to check and control activities and conducts that are deemed to be abusing this right and those that impinge upon others exercising their rights. On torturing and degrading treatment as raised by UK and Switzerland, the new governments of Malaysia aspire to uphold the principles of the rule of law to ensure fairness, good governance and integrity, and in line of this, Malaysia strictly prohibits any form of cruel, inhuman and degrading treatment to be practiced among all law enforcement agencies in Malaysia, and this is explicitly stated in their respective standing orders, SOPs and guidelines in executing their duties. Any investigation and interrogation are conducted with strict adherence to human rights standards as stated in the standard operating procedures of the law enforcement agencies. Any disobedience on the SOP and cases where there is lack of integrity or corruption among enforcement officers will be strictly punished and chargeable in court. In this regard, the Royal Malaysia Police has established the Integrity and Standard Compliance Department in 2014 to strengthen the integrity of the force and tackle issues of non-compliance. As a result, from January to September 2018, 72 Royal Malaysia Police officers were discharged from their duties out of a total of 1,484 who were punished for various offences. Malaysia's enforcement SOP is also compliant to the standard set by international bodies. In treating prisoners, for instance, our prison department's SOP adheres to the United Nations standards minimum rules for the treatment of prisoners and guidelines prepared by the International Committee of the Red Cross. On issues related to trafficking in persons, as brought up by Thailand and Angola, Malaysia amended for the second time the Anti-Trafficking in Persons and Anti-Smuggling of Migrants, or ATIPSOM Act 2007. In 2015, the amendments to the Act has, among others, introduced new provisions to protect trafficked victims, such as payments of compensation and payments of wages in arrears. Malaysia is also in the process of reviewing ATIPSOM Act and looking into possibilities of amending the Act to cater for forced labour. The government has been active in engaging with civil society organisations, non-governmental organizations and statutory bodies in helping the refugees in the country, as well as in combating trafficking in persons. On the welfare of foreign workers, as highlighted by Bangladesh and Vietnam, recently on 24 October 2018, Malaysia has taken the decision to do away completely with outsourcing companies or foreign workers' agents to reduce the risk of trafficking in persons by employment agencies. Now, foreign workers can only be employed directly by legitimate employers registered with the government through online system. In response to issue on refugees and migrants in Malaysia, as raised by Canada, even though Malaysia is not a signatory to the Convention and its 1967 Protocol, we have been rendering assistance to refugees or United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees card holders in Malaysia on humanitarian grounds since 1970s. Currently, there are around 161,000 card holders from around 60 countries in Malaysia. Furthermore, Malaysia has been working hand in hand with UNHCR to improve the livelihood of their card holders. A joint task force or JTF meeting between UNHCR and relevant ministries and agencies was held to provide a forum for closer cooperation and sharing of information between the two parties on refugees and migration issues. The first meeting of JTF was held in December 2016. And also, starting 2017, Malaysia has initiated pilot programs with established industry players for Rohingyas UNHCR card holders to be employed legally by companies such as Sam Darby in the plantation sector and Gardenia Bakeries in manufacturing sectors. Thank you.